Good morning, everybody. This is Tom Stevens from the Union County Daily Digital. Today we're on here on Union County Matters on WDLR, and today we're with us, glad to have with us, Tom McCarthy from McCarthy & Cox Retirement and Estate Planning in Marysville. Is that right, Tom? Did I get it right?
Yeah, you got that right, Tom. Thank you very much. I think today we're here to talk about a new nonprofit we're going to launch.
Yes,
we're all excited about it.
Yes, we are. And that was going to be my first question. You are launching a new project in downtown Marysville. Can you please tell us a little bit about it?
Oh, thank you. First, I want to just tell you thanks for inviting us to be here. We're really excited about this new faith-based nonprofit thrift store that's opening in downtown Marysville. Probably in the next 2 weeks, early July. It depends on how fast the donations come in. When we have enough to open the store, we will. And right now, people are being very, very supportive.
What's the address and what's the name of the place?
Oh, the name of the place is Second Chances Thrift Store, which we'll need to talk about because there's a lot of meaning there. It's where Sherwin-Williams most recently was at. It's 112 South Main Street. And people that are old-timers from Marysville will remember McCarthy Pharmacy, my dad's business, was there for decades. So we have a very favorable lease from a very good landlord, and that's going to help us make this work.
That always helps it out. So what exactly is the Second Chances Thrift Store?
Great question. It's a not-for-profit, faith-based thrift store that will carry a variety of merchandise. You know, everything's kind of unique because it all depends on what people donate. But clearly clothing for men, women, children, housewares, furniture, jewelry, accessories. It's really a fine thrift store. There's some things we can't carry. And we're not going to carry bedding. We're not going to carry, because of all the regulatory things, we're not going to have children's car seats or cribs.
Yeah.
But I would venture to say it will be a treasure hunt for whoever shows up.
Will that include appliances and furniture?
Yes, sir, it will.
Okay. Now, I know you're getting the place ready and so on, and you were going to start taking donations. Have you started taking donations yet?
Yes, we did. In fact, yesterday was our first day, and the response was terrific. We've set up a donation center, and this is part of the mission of the nonprofit at UCO Industries. They're located behind Roosters and Texas Roadhouse in Marysville.
Yeah, they're out on Square Drive.
On Square Drive.
Yes.
UCO, many people know, provides meaningful employment for adults in our community that have developmental disabilities.
Dave Amrine, who runs UCO, he was a guest on our show a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's exactly who we're partnering with. We want to put people to work and give them an opportunity to do meaningful work. So Dave and his company have renovated a side of their building. There's a big ramp they built. It's going to be covered. So that's where people will take their donations Monday through Friday from 10 in the morning till 5 in the evening. They'll be there to take them. And that we really want people to go there first, because if they bring the things directly to the store, it kind of defeats that opportunity for folks out there to get employed sorting and tagging. And so that's an important part of the program. The other thing is UCO is also going to be recycling things we can't or don't sell. So the idea is to minimize waste and keep things out of the landfill. That's another objective of the store.
Why did you decide to start this? And who else is pitching in?
Well, great question. You know, we have a terrific board. There's 10 other people that over the course of the last 12 months, we've been working on this. So it's not like we got this idea last week and decided to do this. I think it grew out of a recognition that the Hope Center, which is one of the financial beneficiaries, all our profits, Tom, no matter if we, and hopefully we will make money, but all the money, 100% of it, is going to come back into the community to help people in need. So the Hope Center is one of the ways that we're going to achieve that. And they do a lot of great work, but they don't have a consistent source to recurring income.
Right.
This should help stabilize that funding. In a similar way, Trinity Lutheran School has been providing Christian education in Union County for over 100 years. We're hoping to give them some help to stabilize their tuition and maybe make it more affordable for families that otherwise couldn't send their kids there. So there's lots of layers to this thing.
One of the layers I wanted to ask you about now, and we've talked about this before, people who donate can designate a certain charity or organization where that money goes that is made off the donation. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's close. It's a program we call Corners of Your Field, and it's a reference to the Old Testament when the Jews were told when they plant a field and they harvest it to leave a corner of the field for people in need. In a similar way, if you came and made a donation, we would ask for your name and your phone number and an email so we could send you a receipt. Your phone number is your account number to make it easier the next time you donate to just bring your information up. But then we would ask, is there a church or charity that you would like to benefit from your donation? And let's say you designate your church. We would add them to our database. And at the end of every quarter, a percentage of what you donated would come back to that church to support their own missions in the community to help people in need. So it's an opportunity for as many churches that want to participate, and they can be anywhere in your listening area. It could be Marysville, Delaware. We just want to see people in need helped, and we want to make Christ better known in our community. That's our mission.
It's faith-based. It is a 501c3 organization. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, it is. It's its own standalone charity. No one church owns it. The community owns it.
That's great. Now, you say you have a number of who are some of the other people who are on the board and helping you out with it?
Well, Dave Amerine, you've mentioned, from UCO, is on the board.
Yeah.
Lori Spain, who represents the Hope Center's Compassion Ministries, is on our board. Pam Sturwald, who many people recognize from her years and years of volunteering running Care Train.
Oh, yes, yes.
I'm sure you've talked to her in the past. Barry Scott, who recently retired as a pastor at the church I attend, which is Trinity, has been instrumental. Dave Moreland is also another retired Lutheran pastor. Dave was a pastor in Bell Fountain when they started their thrift store 30 years ago. So he's been very helpful in getting us organized.
But this is going to be funny, but I know Dave Moreland. I attended church at his church when he was a pastor there in Bell Fountain. This is many years ago. It is indeed a small world.
Yeah. And he's funny. And, He's really been very, very helpful. Bill Kelly, who some people will recognize from the Methodist Church in Marysville, is instrumental in helping us promote the Corners of the Field program. John Ufinger, an attorney from Marysville, many people will recognize, is on our board, giving us legal help. And we're expanding the board all the time. So I just rattled off names, and I'm sure I've left some people off, and I'm going to be embarrassed when I listen to this later that I forgot somebody, and I apologize to them.
But that's all right. They'll understand. I'm sure they'll understand. What made you first think there was a need for this kind of thing in Marysville?
We happen to go to Florida in the spring, like a lot of people my age do, and there's a
In Leesburg, You're in your late Florida, 30s, right? You're late 30s?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've actually hit about twice that. And, in Leesburg, there's a Baptist church that we have seen their thrift store and became familiar with them and volunteer there. And they support a homeless shelter, an emergency clinic for unwed mothers, a health clinic, all through this thrift store. And I've just been impressed by how it brings members of that community together from multiple churches, different denominations, we have our differences, but we can all agree that Christ has called us to serve the poor and the people in our community. And on that basis, we all work together. And I just thought it was an incredible model. And then my familiarity with working with the Hope Center, just the need that they've just scratched the surface, being able to meet. If we can fully meet their objectives, what would that look like and how would we change the community? So that's what's behind it. I guess we'll take the blame or the credit for asking the question, is this something we should do? But it would be a mistake for people to think that this is my effort alone, because it clearly isn't. We have 7 different churches represented. We're hoping to have 15 when it's all said and done at a minimum at our table every month, talking about what are the needs in the community and what can we do about it.
So it's an ongoing thing.
Right.
You're going to see, as it goes, you're going to see what kind of things are needed, what are the best sellers, what are, you know, that kind of stuff. So you're going to reevaluate as you go.
Sure. And Tom, I don't think there's any great mystery to this. We have a paid core group of staff that are going to show up and run the store and run the donation center. But the more people we get involved, the more volunteers who come and help us sort clothes or tag things, or willing to give an afternoon to help pick up donations at people's homes. We have a truck and a trailer. We can put people to work as young as 13, 14, if they're in a youth group, and supervise to as old as the person can be that can get there and help. We want everyone, if they feel called to help, give us a call. We'd love to put you to work.
Okay, we're going to get back to that here in a little bit. First, we have to take a little break here. The Union County Matters here in WDLR is brought to you by Mosier's Groceries and Meats in Raymond, Ohio, located in right downtown Raymond at 21701 State Route 347. And they're the nice people who bring us this show every week. We're going to take a little break and we'll be back with Tom.
Good morning again, everybody.
This is Tom Stevens from the Union County Daily Digital. We're on Union County Matters here on WDLR, brought to you by Mosier's Groceries and Meats, located in downtown Raymond, 21701 State Route 347. Today we're with Tom McCarthy, who's one of the founding members of the Second Chance Thrift Store that is opening very soon in downtown Marysville. We were talking earlier about, you said that you have a truck and you're going to have a pickup service. Is that right? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, and Tom, we're doing it sparingly now, but hopefully when we are fully staffed and we have enough volunteers to make this a go every week, we have a F-150, a 14-foot enclosed trailer, and a 16-foot enclosed box truck. The box truck was actually donated to us by Kim and Ivan Work, so we need to give them a lot of thanks for that.
Sure.
But we're going to have a process where you can contact the store either online through pickupmydonation.com, kind of clever, or you can contact us and we'll arrange a time to come out to your home and pick up gently used furniture, appliances, bigger items that may be difficult for you to get to the store. And I probably need to underline gently used in good, clean condition. We don't have the facilities to repair items,
right,
or clean them. And we, frankly, if something's really has to go in the garbage, well, that's not us. But if it's serviceable, it's clean, it's usable, we certainly want to get that in the hands of somebody who can benefit from it. And that's what we're looking for. And we're trying to make it easy for people to do that.
And we're not talking about just big things either. We're talking about little things, household items, right? China, yeah. Dishes, clothing. We're talking about the whole, anything that would fit in a house pretty much. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, if it's in good condition and you would buy it as a gift for someone else, it's probably appropriate for our store. And clothing for sure. Jewelry. We've had some interesting things come through already.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, yeah, I mean, it's, we had some folks bring us a collectible antique John Deere tractor, like toy. We've had somebody call up.
Oh, wow. Those things can be worth a lot of money. Some of those
We had somebody call us up and said he has a baseball card collection that he's had for 30 years. He wants to get us. I mean, so you just don't know what you're going to open next. And it's kind of a treasure hunt. It's going to change every day. So it should be a fun place to shop, a fun place to work and volunteer. And we hope it'll make a difference in the community at the end of the day.
I understand now. You told me this, that you recruited, and I'm holding my finger quotes in the air here, some kids from the high school come down and do some heavy lifting for you here recently. Is that right?
Yeah, I tell you, they're great kids. And, you know, so often we, folks my age, look at the younger generation and we don't understand them when they're on their phones and everything else. But we let a couple of guys know who recently graduated from Marysville High School that we needed to move some really, really heavy stuff. I'm talking 400 or 500 pound jewelry cases. And they showed up, six of them, the other night at 8 o'clock in the evening. And we worked till almost midnight. They never complained. They just worked their tails off. And I'm just so proud of them. They did a great job.
It's great to see when a community comes together like that. And it's not just older people like us, but when the kids jump in there too, you have to have a certain amount, I don't want to say pride, but a certain amount of, you know, you're happy that the kids are getting involved too. And that's something you're striving for, right? You want the whole community to get in behind this.
That's correct. And I think when people know that 100% of the profits come back into the community, there's no franchise fee, there's nobody profiting from this endeavor. The people that are working for us see it as a mission. Even the paid folks are probably could leave and get paid substantially more anywhere else. But they feel that the calling and making a difference for people is worth it.
Well, sorry about that. I forgot to turn off my phone. It never fails. I'm always the guy with the phone that goes on. You say you're going to have volunteers and paid staff. How do I go about volunteering? And are you in the process of actively hiring people right now?
The answer to both questions is yes. Our website is Second Chances, and that's plural. So if you type in your search engine 2ND, like second abbreviated, 2ndchancesthriftstore.com, will come up. Or if you Google Second Chances of Union County, will show up. If you just Google Second Chances Thrift Store, there's like 100 of them.
I've done that. And yeah, there are a number of them.
But on our website, there's a tab to volunteer, and you can schedule a time that you want to volunteer. Part of our manager's role is to define when we need people.
What we need the volunteers to be doing?
Wow, there's so much work to be done around processing donations. People bring big bags of clothing, and we have to sort out, you know, men, women, kids, and vice. We need to get it tagged. We need to get it hung. When it reaches the store, we need to roll it out on the floor and find the appropriate rack that it goes on. Most people know that thrift stores, things are color-coded for dating. So if something's been on the floor longer than it should have been, which is about 6 weeks, it's going to get pulled. And we need people to be pulling it. And it comes back into the system to be donated. We're not going to sit on things for a long period of time, because the idea is every day's got to be new. And there's lots from greeting customers in the store to straightening racks or just
running the cash register.
Running a register. Or if, hey, I can give you an afternoon, a Saturday afternoon, I'll be glad to go along with you and help you pick up stuff at somebody's house that needs to come back to the store.
So let's say I have something to donate, an old dryer, for instance, that's in serviceable shape. We got a new one, so I have an old one, and we want to get it. We can give you we contact you at Second Chances Thrift Store, and second is the number 2ND, right?
Correct.
Second Chances Thrift Store.com.
Correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure it's the dot get the right one. If you
Yeah.
happen, and I just want to tell our listeners, because I've looked for it before, there are a number of Second Chances across the country, but there's only one in Marysville, Ohio. So if you do the Second Chances, you forget and spell it out, and type in Marysville too, it'll pop up your site and it'll have that stuff on there. When now you started accepting donations yesterday at USO. Do you have people already working on tagging the stuff and sorting it right
Yeah.
now?
Yeah, we had seven volunteers there this morning when I went by. So, people are showing up, they're having fun. It really is kind of like Christmas morning when you open that bag. You just don't know what people have dropped off.
That's great. When do you anticipate opening your doors?
It really is a function of how quickly the donations come in, but I would expect the week of July 4th, we will likely be opening our doors.
Okay.
And when we do that, we're going to be kind of quiet about it at first. And we hope people will be a little patient with us as we work out the wrinkles of running a new store. And I would expect sometime in the middle of July to the end of July, we'll make a big noise and have a grand opening and be sure you're invited. And you've been so helpful to us. We appreciate that. And we'd love to have you get first dibs on the great bargains that people are going to be able to find.
Well, thank you very much, and we enjoy doing this because I think it's a great idea, and Marysville could certainly use it, and the Hope Center and the other charities and the other churches and the other organizations who do this could certainly, especially with inflation nowadays, you go to the gas pump and you go to the grocery store, it every little thing helps, and when you can do something like this, it really helps out everybody.
And Tom, I need to tell you one more thing I forgot, and it's going to be something that it's going to be meaningful once we get past this whole COVID era. West Central Correctional Facility, which is north of Marysville, it's a both men and women. They're coming through that program. Part of their program when they get released, or right before they get released, is to do community service. So they're folks who want to go to the thrift store or work in our donation center. We're going to give them a shot at a second chance in life, and they're going to volunteer there, but it's also an on the job in person sort of test of how good of a job they can do, and they get preferential hiring in our organization. And we really do want to help people get back on their feet financially, spiritually, and just reintegrated into the community and make the most of their second chances or turning the leaf in their life. So
That is a
that's.
great idea that you combine with them to get these people, because most of those people out there, they had some problems in the past, and we can get them edged back into the community. I mean, that is a great idea, and I commend you on that. We are quickly running out of time, Tom. I knew me and you could fill up 24 minutes really fast. I knew it. We're here with Tom McCarthy. He of Of the McCarthy and Cox Retirement and Estate Planning, and you are one of the people who are opening up the Second Chance Thrift Store, and you can find that online. And at second, it's the number 2 in the Second Chance Thrift Store.com. You can go on there and see when your hours will be. If you'd like to volunteer, you can find it at that, and you can find stuff for sale and all the other information on that
Right.
website. Is that right?
And Tom, the only thing I would, I know I'm picking, splitting hairs here, but it's actually plural when you say second chances. There's an S on there, thriftstore.com.
All right, second, the number 2 in the chances, thriftstore.com.
You got it.
All
You hit it on the
right.
head.
Thank you.
There you
Tom,
go.
Thank you very much for being with us. This is Tom Stevens with the Union County Daily Digital here on Union County Matters on WDLR. And we want to give a big shout out and a big thanks to Mosier's Groceries and Meats in Raymond, Ohio, who sponsor our show every week. And we want to give a big thanks to them. They're located at 21701 State Route 347 in Raymond. Stop by when you go by. Tom, thank you very much again, and thanks for being on with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for asking.
Take care.
Bye-bye.